Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Would love to hear from you this morning. Hop into the conversation. We got a whole bunch of things coming up this Thursday morning. 850-437-1620 to text in to the News Radio studio. So let's kick off our morning. We've had the unemployment discussions over and over again. We've watched it drop. We've watched it rise. We've watched it somewhat be steady, then drop again. So I want to have this conversation this morning with my friend Marcus McBride. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I'm so excited. So Marcus is the CEO of Career Source Escarosa. Your office is located on 9th Avenue and Creighton, right by Pensacola Fitness. What else is there? Winn-Dixie Guitar Center, in that shopping plaza.
Right.
I think that's called like Eastgate or something. I don't remember.
Eastgate Plaza?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I'm just like the one with all the things. So y'all are in a busy area, and I want to get an update on things that are happening there and coming up. But first, I want you to share a little bit more about yourself and what brought you to Pensacola area and getting involved in the workforce and employment world.
Well, thank you for having me. And I am the CEO of Career Source Escarosa, and we are the local workforce development board. And our mission is to help our employers by connecting them with job seekers and help our job seekers connect with employers. And what brought me to Pensacola? Well, the Emerald Coast is a great place to live. The beach is always calling, right?
Always.
Always. Well, my family and I relocated here to be closer to aging parents, and that was a great thing. But the position at Career Source Escarosa was the perfect fit. I'd worked in workforce development in Alabama and Georgia, across 50 counties, and really helping stimulate change across many different counties that are similar to these two counties that I serve here, Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. So just seemed to be a natural fit, and somehow the selection committee liked me well enough to invite me in to be the CEO, and it has been quite the enjoyable experience outside of moving during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And learning everything as the exception first year here. It's been a great learning experience, and it's taught me to, flex some muscles that you don't know you have. So I've definitely been running, learning a new city, a new town, and a lot of new things here. But the newness has also been very welcoming and exciting at the same time.
Excellent. So Career Source Escarosa works with Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. What is something you have seen since moving here? So 2020, right? 2020, you came at the end of 2020.
Beginning.
Oh, wow. So you decided to come at prime time. Look at you.
Right. Everything that was exciting was all closed.
Yeah. You want to enjoy the beach? No.
No.
But now we got it back better than ever. What are some things you've seen change the most in a good way and maybe even in a not so good way in the workforce and in employment and unemployment in general?
So one of the positive changes that I've noticed in the workforce is that people have been very interested in doing things differently post-COVID. It has been one of the most eye-opening issues across the nation and in the local community as well. Everybody has had to learn how to do things differently, how to respond and bounce back, and people that had worked in many careers for a long period of time question, is this what I want to do? Mm-hmm. How can I live differently? What can I do differently? Have I gathered some strength to move from this profession because it puts me in a place of working with people and I don't want to do that now? How do I improve my technical acumen to be computer savvy? So you had a lot of people transition from the workforce, right?
Yeah.
And it created some gaps, and it created some spaces that we are now realizing that it's going to take some time to build back up to get the important career sectors in our area with the appropriate skilled and talent workforce.
Okay, so do you think that people who now, let's say, want to stay home, they'd rather work from home, they like having the flexibility, whether it's just not, you know, wearing pants, or they want to be their nerd the dog, or they want to make their own schedule, or they just like being home, maybe they're just introverts. Do you think that is something that has made a positive impact on the workplace or even with employers or employees? How do you view that?
Well, I guess that's a two-sided coin, right? Because one, there's some things that you can't do remote from home.
Nope.
Right? You have to work with people and you have to be out there. Prime example, I am not really a big fan of not having the person-to-person experience. And there are certain things that I just would prefer to do in person.
Mm-hmm.
And some things you cannot do from home, as in a lot of things in manufacturing. You know,
exactly.
A lot of things in the skilled trades. You can't do those things from home. So some industries will never have the opportunity to say, hey, you can work remote today. But
yeah.
Those that have and that are able to, they've had to really look at it, because employees, those who said, hey, when I was working from home, I was really productive and I enjoyed it. And those are those. Then the other side is that people say, I hate working from home,
mm-hmm.
right? Going to work is my reprieve.
Right.
And even when we had people that were assigned to work remote, we had people that would also say, I'd rather come into the office. I'm not afraid to come into the office. I feel protected. I can wear things that are recommended to make me feel safe. And so you're trying to appeal to a workforce that is diverse in needs and is diverse in thought about safety and working remote. Now, I am so glad to see doors opening and people engaged in the workforce, remote or in person, because that's what we need to keep our economy going.
Yeah, that's really what it is. If we don't have people going to work and we don't have employers hiring, then yeah, the workforce isn't going to continue to thrive and grow. So right now, and if you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Marcus McBride. He is the CEO of CareerSource Escarosa, an excellent source for you, for even if you love your job and you're helping somebody else, you know, try to find a job that they love. CareerSource isn't just a place for you to go and just get thrown into, you know, the raffle of a job. It's really a place to go and figure out, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what matters to me, this is the schedule I want to have, and these are the places that, you know, I would like to go work for. And I'm sure we have a plethora of people hiring right now. Right now, in CareerSource Escarosa, how many job listings do y'all currently have?
Wow. Okay. That exact number on the job listings, I'll get back with you on the job listings.
But or like roughly.
Roughly. I would say that we are roughly around 3,500 jobs. Right.
For this area?
Yeah, for this area.
Okay.
And I would also say that we are providing services to about, over the past year and since June of last year, we've seen about 12,000 people come through our doors. And
wow.
Across three locations in Escambia and San Rosa County, there's an office in Pensacola, Milton, and Century. And employers and job seekers alike have knocked on our doors more over the past year than we've seen in the previous year as things was closed down.
And, that's really good.
Right? It's good. And it lets you know that people are interested in the services and they are they're there for a number of reasons. And those that are getting prepared to go to work
mm-hmm.
are participating in programs and looking forward to the end of the tunnel, because a lot of people may be not in the space to go to work right now, but they're in training programs. We have a lot of students that are enrolled in different programs from our great learning institutions in Northwest Florida. So,
which you work with
right,
as well.
We work with all of them.
All of them, right? Yeah.
Can't call a name because then I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Some may forget. But
that's
work,
good partnerships.
Yeah. We work and we fund several different individuals in training programs from all of our fabulous training providers in Escambia and San Rosa County, and actually across the state line too.
Very good. Hey, I want to keep you around a little bit more, Marcus, because I want to talk about unemployment. I want to talk about job opportunities. I want to talk also about how maybe inflation and gas prices are impacting. I want to talk a little bit more. I'm going to put you in the hot seat. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break up. Marcus McBride, the CEO of CareerSource Escarosa. If you would like to text in a question, be a part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 923-850-437-1620. My friend Marcus McBride is here this morning. We're talking employment. Career Source Escarosa, located, I guess that's 9th Avenue is the actual road you're on. 9th and Creighton here in Pensacola, but three offices, Milton, and then you said?
Century.
That's right. Okay. So I want to talk before we go any further, and I will get to your questions that are coming in. Right now, we've seen, we know gas prices, like it's a trigger word that we all say. Inflation, whoop, another trigger word. I'm so sorry. But I have just shared with you off air several stories of people that I love and care about having to go back to work in their 70s. There's people that are coming out of retirement to go back to work. Are you seeing more of that right now?
We've definitely seen a lot of transitions. And that is one of the primary reasons that we are hosting the Workforce Empowerment Summit. That is exactly why that activity is going on. We're partnering with the Greater Pensacola Chamber to make sure that we're able to focus on people that are transitioning in life and transitioning back to the workforce or transitioning from one career to the other. We're really looking to serve that transitioning person, as well as look at our veteran population, look at those who are interested in filling the roles that we know that we need here in the Northwest Florida area. We need people in construction. We need people in manufacturing. We need people in healthcare, hospitality, financial services, education. We cannot, and childcare, we cannot continue to thrive as a local economy or a national economy if we don't have certain things met. And we know here in the Pensacola area that we have to feed those career pathways so that our economy can stay strong and continue to thrive. I like it when I see businesses that say, we've got what we need, we have the number of employees that we need, we have the training around in our area that can keep our workforce trained and keep us successful, because that is going to make the Pensacola area a great place to live.
And that's what we want it to be, a great place to live. It is a great place to live.
It is.
Not just because it's beautiful, but because people want to work right in this area. I feel like it is an area of hard workers.
And I would agree. There's so many hard workers here. And when we look across the state of Florida and we look at the unemployment rate across the state of Florida, we consistently see that the regions here in the panhandle are significantly lower than those across the other states. And we have a different dynamic, I think, here in Northwest Florida. I think our industry and our people that are local, homegrown individuals that may not
look... It's like a pride, right, like a homegrown pride.
And we, myself, Career Source Escarosa, and the individuals that are in charge of making sure that we have the necessary training resources available to put back into our up-and-coming workforce, working with school systems and working with those that are getting ready to exit high school into their next phase of life, there are many training opportunities for that individual to land a job here, absent of a long and typical, what people say, you have to go to college degree. Mm-hmm. There's so many different opportunities, and I hope that we're continually able to talk to our youth and our young generation about that opportunity to give back in a very rewarding career that could be very helpful, one, for the area, and two, for your livelihood.
Right. And we're seeing more and more where people, they want to work. And young kids who are coming out of high school, they're not always going to know what they want to do for the rest of their lives. Are you kidding me? If you asked 20-year-old Jenna, please don't talk to 16-year-old Jenna, she was a mess. But if you asked her, you know, what do you want to do when you get older? I mean, it was a jumble mess. There's a lot of stress. You're giving the kids anxiety. They don't know. When they get to actually sit with somebody and talk about, what are you passionate about? Where do you see yourself? What would you really like to be doing with your time? Those are the things I feel like we should really be asking, because work shouldn't just be work. It should be enjoyable.
Right.
We've placed so much emphasis on just work until you retire here in America that it's just stressed people out. And we're not living. Really, you can live at your workplace. And when I say live that, I mean enjoy it.
You should enjoy your workspace. And I am I am definitely in agreement with everything you just said. And I tell my team all the time, if you don't enjoy being with your coworkers and what you're doing, we need to rethink what our environment is. Mm. Because we make the company culture, right? Everybody there is a part of the company culture. And it's so important that we learn to always treat each other with respect and enjoy what we're doing to have fun. That is the goal, because you shouldn't be sitting at work regretting being there from the time that you get on the job to the time that you leave. And if you have that feeling, I promise you I have a job for you over at Career Source Escarosa.
Exactly.
Because we have many opportunities here in our area.
Especially the upcoming event. Remind me, I know that Todd Thompson, the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, was discussing this on the Chamber Connection the other day. So what is this event that's coming up again?
It's the Workforce Empowerment Event.
Okay.
Workforce Empowerment Summit.
Summit.
And it's happening June 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it will be at our Pensacola office located at 6913 North 9th Avenue. And that is in the Eastgate Plaza. And we have a lot of employers and breakout sessions. And it's not going to be a job fair, not your typical job fair. It's not a job fair. It is an opportunity to meet some of our larger employers, some of our careers that are centered here in Northwest Florida, those that are driving our industry, a chance to sit down with people at the table and say, hey, this is what you need to do to transition to this career. Mm-hmm. And it also gives you that face time with the hiring departments, hiring managers, and people at the company to say, hey, this person is interested in what we do.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if you are ready, motivated, and reliable at this time right here and you're looking for employment, there is a space for you to find that career that you're looking for.
So don't look at it obviously as, you know, a career fair or a job fair or whatever. Look at it as like a mingling opportunity.
Right. Networking on 10, right?
Yeah.
And you're networking as a job seeker with employers who can tell you, this is the training that you need to land this job.
Okay.
You know, this is what we typically are looking for in our workforce. These are the company needs. What are you looking for, right? So it's not a speed dating, right?
I think amazing.
It's not speed dating.
We don't want to do that.
It is intentional approach from getting job seekers in the room with employers to have a conversation.
That's so good.
So it's really being intentional about how do we recruit and select people for the workforce by informing them what the employer needs first.
Very good. And I want to get to these questions. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll get to your question with Marcus from Career Source Escarosa. Alrighty, listen, let's get to your questions before we wrap things up with Marcus McBride from Career Source Escarosa. He's the CEO with Career Source, and he's inviting you to come out to the Workforce Summit on June 28th, so towards the end of this month, 10 to 2 p.m. at 6913 9th Avenue, so at the Career Source headquarters. It's going to be a great opportunity to mix and mingle. If you know somebody 18 and older, pretty much, looking for a job.
Right.
Interested in getting the workplace. What about, and we have a couple of questions here about businesses who can get connected with Career Source.
Well, if you are an employer business representative here in Escambia County or Santa Rosa County, you can call the office. You can go to our website. Actually, our website is a great resource to start. If you're able to go to our website, it's www.careersourceescarosa.com. And on that, you can see there's two distinct sides. It says for job seekers and one for employers. If you go to that for employers tab, it will identify services that we provide. It will introduce you to our leadership team, and you'll find the business services team manager and all the services that come with being a registered participant with the Employee Florida system and the local workforce development board, as being able to post your jobs online, being able to work with a representative to do some potential screening for you, and all those things. So there's a number of services for for businesses as well as the job seeker.
Excellent. CareerSourceEscarosa.com. I went ahead and texted over those links to you guys. Marcus, thank you so much for coming in today. And let's get this workforce moving. You ready?
I am. Thank you for having me.